Hi there, this is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day on this second day of January. I didn't say every very well. Every day. Pray every day. This is where I pray for you every day according to the scripture, and right now we're going through Proverbs. So I'm super grateful that you're joining me and that you're starting your year off with prayer. It's a great way to start the year, a great way to start your day, or maybe you listen to this right before you go to bed just to kind of set your heart and your mind aright. I'm so grateful for you who value scripture and prayer. And I love just to have the privilege of being able to read the scripture over you and to pray for you. All right, today we're in Proverbs. I'm not doing my V's very well today. We're in Proverbs chapter 5, and the whole chapter in the World English Bible, this is what it says. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my understanding that you may maintain discretion, that your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey. Her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end she is as bitter as wormwood and as sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to Sheol. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her ways are crooked and she doesn't know it. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me. Don't depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her. Don't come near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest strangers feast on your wealth and your labors enrich another man's house. You will groan at your latter end when your flesh and your body are consumed and say, how have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof? I haven't obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor turned my ear to those who instructed me. I have come to the brink of utter ruin among the gathered assembly. Drink water out of your own cistern, running water out of your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, streams of water in the public squares? Let them be for yourself alone, not for strangers with you. Let your spring be blessed. Rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe and a graceful deer. Let her breast satisfy you at all times. Be captivated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be captivated with an adulteress? Why embrace the bosom of another? For the ways of man are before Yahweh's eyes. He examines all his paths. The evil deeds of the wicked will ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him firmly. He will die for lack of instruction. In the greatness of his folly, he will go astray. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, this is written to sons, but it's to all people who can be tempted by others. And so, Lord, I pray that according to 1 Corinthians 10, that you would provide a way of escape for those who are being tempted today. And I thank you ahead of time. There's always a way that we can get around that temptation, whether it be adultery or to lie about something or to fudge or to, which is really just lying, or to gossip or to practice ingratitude or a demanding spirit. There's so many things that we could be tempted to do or to covet what other people have. So Lord, we thank you that there is a way of escape, and almost always that way of escape involves gratitude. It involves praising you for what we already have. It involves contentment and being satisfied with what we have. In marriage, of course, that means to be content with the spouse that God has given you. And as a single person, it means to be content in the lot that you're in, trusting God for companionship and for friendship and possibly love in the future, all of that. It's all of it, Lord, is about trusting you. And so please search our hearts and know us and try us and know our anxious thoughts. Lead us in that way everlasting and help us to make choices that make you smile. Not that we are just the sum of our choices, it's really from our hearts. And so, Lord, I pray for a heart revolution and a heart revelation, that you would, that our hearts would be so connected to you, so surrendered to you, so in love with you, that the thought of walking down a crooked path makes us physically sick. And Lord, I do lift up marriages to you, especially those that are being tempted by adultery in different ways, whether it be emotional affair, pornography, or an actual affair. Lord, I pray that you would shed light on those situations. I pray you bring conviction to those who are walking down those crooked paths. And I pray for amazing restoration, honesty, and repentance, Lord, in those relationships. And Lord, I also, this was addressed to a son, so I also pray for those parents out there whose children are walking down crooked paths. And I pray that you would just give them peace today. Help them to pray intelligently for their children. Help them to love them well and to be great listeners. I pray all of this in your most precious, beautiful name, Jesus, because I love you so much. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you want to support the podcast, this is why we're here, is you are, so many of you are patrons of the show. So you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several different levels you can support the podcast at. And I'm just so grateful for all of you who do that. I'm also really grateful for all of you who pray for the podcast. It really lives on the oxygen of your prayer. So thank you so much.